So welcome to the next part of the lecture. I'm going to show you guys how you guys can get AI generated thumbnails. Now, this isn't going to be the best thing you can do to get a thumbnail. I'm always going to tell you guys, if you want to get the best thumbnail, it's always best to go on Fiverr and get the actual thumbnail from a thumbnail artist. Or if you understand the psychology of a thumbnail, just to do the thumbnail yourself, okay? These are all thumbnails that will be on Canva. These are templates that you can use, and you can literally just use this as a template to create your own thumbnails. I'm sure you guys have saw channels like Lo-Fi Music Channel. These are where they get their thumbnails from, right? There's gaming thumbnail ideas, so many different thumbnail ideas, but we're just gonna stick onto the traveling niche, right? Because that's basically what we're talking about. We're talking about the traveling niche. So what you're gonna do, you're gonna go home, you're gonna search up travel thumbnails, right, for YouTube. And this is in any industry, any niche you can use it for. And you can literally go in here and it'll give you guys thumbnails that you can use for your videos. And they're actually pretty nice, okay? So what you're gonna do is I'm gonna choose one that's gonna make the most sense with my specific topic, right? So if I want to talk about the most expensive places in the world, I'm probably gonna look for something that has some type of luxury and just something that looks pretty expensive, right? And so I'm gonna go ahead and go all the way through here and I'm gonna find a thumbnail that kind of just speaks to that. And you guys will do the same thing pretty much with anything that you guys are doing. And it's pretty much already generated for you. All you have to do is change the text on the thumbnail. Okay. So for example, I'm going to go back up here because I think I saw one, right? And what you're going to do is you're just simply going to choose one of the thumbnails that makes the most sense with your niche. Okay. So if I wanted to go with this one, simply all I'm going to do is click customize template. Once I click customize template, I can then change the text. So I know that this is not a vlog, right? And I know that this is going to be simple, right? So what I can do is I can literally delete this, or I could crop it, or I could simply just change the text. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to delete this, and I'm going to click this add button right here, right? And I'm going to add some text, okay? So what I'm going to do here, so I'm going to click text, right? And I'm literally just going to add a, you can add a heading or a subheading, heading that's not too big, right? And keep in mind, this is just an example. You're going to make this way better than what I'm making it. But look at top 10 most expensive cities in the world. Okay. Then what you're going to do is you're going to place it somewhere that makes sense. I'm going to make it a lot smaller like this, right? You can put it right here and try and center it. You can even move this right here and maybe have it go off the eye or wherever you want it to go off, right, to where it makes sense. And then you can remove the name and then you can just put your channel name here. And you pretty much got a thumbnail. Like, that's pretty much an AI generated thumbnail. Keep in mind, guys, this thumbnail is not going to do it. Like, if I was to make a video about the top 10 most expensive cities in the world, the background picture is probably going to be a city, right? And I can literally look up that right now. I can literally type it in here, type in city, right? And what I can do is I can go through all these pictures and find the best city. I'm just going to go with this one right here, right? Add this as a new page. I can copy this photo. I can paste it here, right? And I'm going to remove her because now that doesn't make sense. Remove this, right? And then what I can do is I can put this up here. I can move this over here and center it. I can put this in the middle. And I can also change the color of the text because clearly that black is not going to work. So I can change it to white. I can change this to white. I can change this. I can overlay this and change this to white. So I can go like this and make that white. I can click this as well. Let me see. I can click this and make this white. There's a way to mask it. I think it's this one right here. There it is. Make that white. Click this. Do the same thing. Make it white. And that can be that, right? You can also add shadows to this. So you can add effects, right? And the reason why I'm not going so in detail with this is because this is not technically AI because you're technically doing this yourself. But I'm just showing you guys how you can basically leverage Canva without having to, you know, be a Photoshop master or Adobe Photoshop master and make the best thumbnail ever. Honestly, if you do it this way, you're not going to get the best thumbnail. That's just like the realism with it. But if you wanted something that's auto-generated, you can just use these templates, change the text up, change the words up, and create your own design, right? But like I said, guys, excuse me, this thumbnail is not going to be the one that's going to get you a million views. That's just me being realistic with you. It's best to find examples on YouTube already that are doing really well and just take inspiration from them and recreate them in your own way. If you see a YouTube thumbnail, right, that is doing really well, it got some million views, you're going to want to try and replicate that as close as possible with this Canva tool. And you absolutely can do that because most of these thumbnails that you do see that are viral, a lot of them do get their thumbnails created in Canva. So that's just a tip right there. But that is how you guys get AI generated thumbnails. Basically, you can just go in here and find templates. And then once you do that, you can just kind of play with this tool and make your own thumbnails.